Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling transmission. For the next hour, we look forward to entertaining you, interacting with you, and interviewing you. For the next hour, and we will control all that you see and hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind. Terror Chats, thinking outside of the box. You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Night.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Zone. I am Colin Knight. We're here on a very special night. I had the pleasure a few weeks ago of speaking with Chris Holly from Endless Journey blog. And we got chatting, and in the Endless Journey stories that Chris was telling us, she was telling us about a mysterious creature that she came across when she was about 16 years old. And we got into the story, and to be honest with you, it creeped me out a little, and I bailed. And I switched gears, and I moved Chris along to another story, mainly because I wasn't sure how my listeners were going to react to the story, but mostly because it just creeped me out. Don't know why, and it did. Anyway, since that time, I've had so much information sent to me, and questions and saying, bring Chris back. We want to find out about the story. And even though we have been moving people over to the Endless Journey blog, we found ourselves with a little bit of a problem. We have a number of people that don't surf the net, but do listen to our radio show. It suddenly occurred to me that there is a section of population out there that never gets served. Because everybody refers to the website, everybody refers to the blog, but why don't we refer to the person? And I'm talking about Chris Holly. And I have with me tonight Chris Holly on the line. Good evening, Chris. How are you tonight?
Hello, Colin, Knight of the Canadian Rockies. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. I have you back on the show because of the story that you told. And also because, you know, with the Bigfoot incident happening and troops marching into Georgia and all of the issues of the day, it seemed right to have your clarity of thought and to see where your blog is going with some of the information that's out there.
Well, my blog just follows what's new in the paranormal world because that's my main interest. And I try to sort through. I don't like the Bigfoot debacle. My post that I wrote a little article about was, is this Bigfoot or Bigfoot in mouth? And I think I called that one correctly. It's funny because I'd say it was a week before they did that, I wrote my feelings about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the paranormal. Being yeah. that there are so many people like those guys with the Bigfoot suit that take and destroy it for whatever reasons it is, for a chance at fame or money or attention, whatever their purpose for doing these things is, it's not to do with the paranormal, which leaves those who have seen a Bigfoot, some 14-year-old that turned around on a hiking trip and came face-to-face with one of these creatures, or, you know, a scientist with great intentions that's been searching for years makes them look foolish because of the
yeah.
other people. So
it's unfortunate. I have been real lucky with some of the shows that I've done with the people that have come to the station and given me their input, and partly because of Hans, my producer, God bless him. You know, he's an ex-stormtrooper, I'm sure of it, although he denies it. And he makes sure things get done. So, but anyway, the guests that I've had, Chris, I've been really, really lucky as to their credentials, if you will. I've got a guy coming up here on the Planet X show, Marshall Masters. And I got to tell you, it don't get much better. And this man's information, we chatted for an hour or so the last week. And the information this man has to release, to give to the world, is absolutely fascinating.
Well, I'll shortly listen because I am really curious to what he has to say. It's an as interesting subject, and we talked about it last time, that's very difficult to find people to, you know, to give you their thoughts, their ideas, theories. And it's needed. That's in paranormal. It's a bottomless subject where there are so many things that we don't understand. And if we could just move out the crazies and the insincere people out of the subject area and leave it to those that are serious and truly have had experience and events, we could learn a great deal more about this universe and this world that we are living in. So, you know, all I can do is try to go where I think it's more serious and where people had true experiences and write about my own and talk to the people that I find reliable and hear their theories and try to present it out to others. You know, what more can you do than that? Defend yourself against the big suit in the big foot fake suit guys in box people. I mean...
Yeah. Why do you think it is, though, that we have to, you know, everything has to be a fakery, if you will. You know, that there, it definitely tarnishes the people out there that are doing things for the real reasons. I mean, the Bigfoot Society or whatever it was that sponsored this, apparently they shelled out some pretty good cash. And, you know, and these guys have absconded. And, I mean, one of these guys are supposedly absconded. And one of these guys allegedly is a police officer or a retired or suspended or whatever police officer. I mean, you know, what on earth is this world coming to?
Yeah, they find it an easy subject matter, a great place to find easy victims. And that said, I think people in this field or interested in even reading in this field or learning in this field or whatever it is, they need to be extremely careful and think when they deal with it on any level, am I dealing with someone that's probably on the level or is this serious or is someone just trying to make a fool out of me and follow your gut feelings? I feel terrible for the Bigfoot Foundation that this was done to them. I just sincerely hope they can find them and get back their funding.
Well, I think it definitely slaps the alien Bigfoot type of society in the face, and it's going to be difficult publicly to overcome it. It's unfortunate
yes.
We were bamboozled for as long as we were, and I hear Hans is kicking me to a break here, so. We're going to be right back with Chris Holly on the Night Zone. This is Colin Knight.
As Earth flies through the heavens, spinning at over 22,000 miles per hour, traveling into uncharted territory of the universe, never before seen by mortal man. With all of the wonders and mysteries of the universe and space, here comes Planet X. Nibiru, the Anunnaki. Are the prophecies of Nostradamus true? Are the prophecies of the world true? Were the Mayans correct? Is the Bible? Could it be the Ancient Ones knew of the upcoming 2012 cataclysmic event? Is it possible our scientists, our astronomers, have not yet seen Planet X? Or have they? Join us in our upcoming Planet X special with Marshall Masters, expert of Planet X. Coming soon. information provided in my TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat has no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guest opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Wright.
The Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. We have with us tonight Chris Hawley from Endless Blog, Endless Journey Blog. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago, Chris, regarding a creature. And I kind of cut the story off, and boy, did my listeners tell me about it. So do you want to tease us some more, maybe?
Oh, sure. I'll do more than that. I'll put this to bed because I've been receiving emails on it as well. The incomplete story is on my Endless Journey blog, but the story's title is The Closet Door, Long Island, 1968. As you said, when I was 16, and on our first show, we discussed how I came home alone with my friends one night, and there was a thing in our home. And the long and short of it is the police came, my parents returned home, and this thing that was in my house was turning on all the lights on and off as we all stood out in front of the house, including the police and my parents. And it was howling and screaming. And finally the police came with their backup and guns drawn, entered my parents' home and searched it, and they found that this thing had been trying to bait me or us into the house, and it had set up behind my closet door in my bedroom a little chair with rope, knives, and had been waiting there for me. It was a horrifying thing to look at because it was my fate, which, thank God, was, you know, didn't come to pass because of my friends were with me that night. But it also had clawed into my bedroom walls, ripped up my nightgown, ripped apart with its nails or whatever it had, my bedding, and disappeared out of the house. The place was searched. The neighborhood was searched. And they found that they think the thing, and I call it a thing because we don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Was it a reptile man? Was it an alien? Was it an insane creature? Was it we don't know what it was. It wasn't human. It also had a terrible, terrible smell to it. Just an incredibly horrible smell that lingered in my home for quite a long period afterwards. But in front of my house was like a moat in this neighborhood. And in it was opened, it was an open moat. And where the roads would pass over was a long line of piping, which was about 5 feet high. And this ran all along the community, miles and miles underneath a highway at one point, into a river that ran out to the Atlantic Ocean. And there was a tremendous amount of paranormal activity always over that river. My entire life when I lived in that community, from flying saucers to creatures to whatever. And they feel this thing entered our neighborhood by that tunnel system.
Wow. And they never did determine what this creature, this thing was?
No. It did return about 2 weeks later next to me, like the house, about a half an acre next to my house away, was another home like ours, and a young woman that lived in there too. She was like 18 at the time. And about 2 weeks later, she was home alone in the house with her brother, her mother, and just herself. And she was sitting in their playroom den watching television underneath this big double-hung window. All of a sudden, this thing grabbed the window, this huge window, and ripped it right out of the entire house, frame and all. Now, try that sometime. You have to be extremely powerful. It ripped it away from the house. It was hanging from the house, reached it and grabbed her that quickly. And she pulled away because she started screaming when this thing hit the side of the house.
Yes.
And it did rip her and scratch her. And her mother heard it and came running in with a loaded rifle that the father had left them with after what happened at our home and shot at it. They don't know if it was hit, but it definitely went running away. Again, the police were back with the dogs. They searched the neighborhood. They searched all over, and the smell was there, too. The smell was so strong that it lingered outside where it was standing for a while. They could not find it. They did not know what it was. The police admitted that they had other incidents in the area with women, and it would always enter a house and, like, turn on your washer and dryer in the basement or go into your kitchen and start your dishwasher or something and try to draw you to where it was. Mm-hmm. With me, it was the lights. And it was not afraid, but it was trying to get its victim to where it wanted it. And it was never in the newspaper.
So in your mind's eye, As your first person, I mean, you were right there. You are fully aware of everything about this thing. What do you think it was?
I honestly don't know, other than it was not human. I think it was a creature from either another dimension, a place in the universe, or something else. It didn't belong here, but it did want us. And that was the horrifying truth of that matter. I'll never forget.
So you were being used as prey. You were the catch in the mousetrap.
Yes.
Holy Toledo. Wow. Okay, Hans, yeah, I get the idea. We got to go to another break here. Tell you what, you want to talk about things that go bump in the night. We've got some great shows coming up. Marshall Masters is with us on September the 9th, I believe it is. And we're going to do a one-hour special on the Planet X. And we're going to break some myths regarding Planet X. So we hope you stay with us. But even more importantly, Blog Talk Radio have done something absolutely special. And I don't know of any other organization that would have come up with this idea. But Blog Talk Radio and the founders and the organizers have come up with an impressive idea. And even though they haven't sanctioned the promo on this yet, we're going to throw it at you tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
No, we haven't gone completely around the bend. BlogTalkRadio.com, in association with Chris Kringle, made a connection where our boys and girls, our children, can talk to Santa Claus and get an early jump on things. Yep. What could be better than a Christmas chat with Santa Claus? I mean, chatting with the jolly old gent all year round? That's what could be better, and the kids have got it. Chris Kringle comes to Blog Talk Radio and says, beginning today, yes, we know it's nowhere near December, Internet Santa will be taking calls from boys and girls who want to get a jump on the Christmas rush. But more importantly, he'll be talking to them about troubles they may have at home, or in school, or on the playground, or in any other areas of life that require a little wisdom, a little touch of TLC, or a hearty ho-ho-ho to help them through the day, and to keep a prize in the top of this. And everybody else, for that matter. So join jolly old St. Nick, Chris Kringle, coming to blogtalkradio.com every Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You don't want to miss it.
Come around when times ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
You're in the night zone with the Calling Knights.
Now I ask you, where else on any other internet show, any other radio show, or any other TV show for that matter, could you go from a creature scurrying around to Kris Kringle? Impressive. What a segue. Kris, Holly, I'm glad you could be with us tonight. And it's a very special night because, as I mentioned earlier, we had so much mail about the story. And it was obvious it wasn't going to go away. So what else are you working on? What else is going up on your blog tonight?
Well, I just posted up something last night that I had written, and it's very interesting because the whole Bigfoot issue came that we were talking about, and the spoilers did their thing and, you know, got the world to laugh at the paranormal one more time, and that's very sad. And I just wrote an article that was dictated to me basically from a friend of mine who is an extremely brilliant physicist. This scientist is an award-winning man that is just incredible with his thinking and his ideas. Yet, in this climate of how we view the paranormal, he, you know, does not want to come out and say a lot of things that he may would have said or could say if this was handled in a more scientific, you know, manner, and the bad people kept out of it. You know, which is
So let's attribute this then to an intelligent anonymous source.
Absolutely. And he started to tell me that, well, it started, we were having a conversation about our vacations. And all of a sudden he said to me, you know, I love the blog. I read it every day. I love the Alien Seeker news. I read that every day. He said, but I have to tell you, I have a different theory about this whole UFO and alien subject. He said, because so much of it doesn't make sense to me. I said, what do you mean? And he went on to tell me that he felt the entire subject was far more sinister and dark than the world seems to think it is. And again, my only response could be, what do you mean? And he went on to tell me his theory of one of his theories, which I'm going to write about many of his. He's very interesting, looks at this completely different than the rest of us, and he feels that perhaps, well, do you know how everyone always discusses the men in black and the black helicopters,
right.
And the government refuses to disclose, and the government is covering up, and it's all government personnel, and they're being so terrible.
And the Illuminati, and the skull and bones,
and all of this, and that's the controlling force, and when nobody will own up to it, and everybody's angry at the government on the paranormal subjects. His idea is, what if the government is being controlled by an outside force, be it alien, multi-dimensional creatures, time travelers, supernatural critters of any type?
But to what effect? Why? I guess that always seems to be my question, and many of the experts that have come on here, I've always asked the same question, why? And many have a difficult time telling me. I was very, very pleased with Dr. Ian O'Neill. Ian was so open as a scientist. I was so refreshed. And yet, Ian doesn't have the answer to why. And he openly admits it. He's as skeptically curious scientifically as we are in the paranormal multidimensional theories, right? I mean, we are. I've come a long way in the last year doing this show and others, listening to Kevin Smith, for instance, of Alien Seeker, one of the best radio shows I've ever listened to. Not just, and I'm not pandering, this is just a fact, and maybe that's to the detriment of Terror Chat's listeners, but this man is awesome.
Yes, I enjoy his shows, you know, a great deal. Of course, I write and I'm a co-editor of the Alien Seeker News, so I'm, pro everything about them and agree with a lot of the things that are on their site, and that those are the subjects that Kevin Smith talks about, and he's great. My friend's view of this is, the why of it is, don't think about this as a human. You're looking for a human why, and that is completely wrong if you're not human. Why could be many things. We could be an experiment. We could be where they take their DNA or some other source. We could be an experiment while they're doing something else on our planet we're not even aware of. We could be like a Disneyland where our reality on the top of the earth is completely like Disneyland, our reality, when the truth of it underneath or above or both is completely different, like the under workings of Disney World is a dark, mechanical, typical place. That's one theory.
So something like that Yul Brynner Tomorrow World, or whatever the heck it was. Remember where all of the characters played out a fantasy for payment, and the characters basically took over the system?
Why not? That's the question. He said that's one theory. Another theory could be that we're an experimental science bubble, where the science that we understand works in this bubble, but the science outside of it is completely different, and they are just seeing what happens and throwing us together as different species and different everything to see what happens. I mean, there does not have to be a wonderful basis to this. It could be
dark
and sinister.
But there does seem to be a mathematical relevance. The mathematics of the universe are so pure that that there is belief that as it happens on Earth, it happens throughout the universe because of the mathematics. Now, I'm not a maths major. Talk to my banker, my accountant. In fact, my accountant this time around, I'm absolutely sure when I hit tax season, I think this man's going to see me coming, and I think he just may give up the ghost right there and then. He may throw his hands up in the air and say, don't believe you anymore. I just don't believe you. I'm a shoebox businessman. What can I say?
Colin,
but you know, this information that...
You're thinking as a human and not as something else. What if your solar system, your galaxy, was in a bubble and everything outside it was a completely different science than we know of? Because that's all we actually know of. Everything else is theory, actually.
Absolutely.
We really haven't been out there, or are we able to go out there and touch it? What if we are encompassed in this bubble-like system to see how it goes, and everything outside of it is a different science?
What happens if we're just an ant's nest? You know how you used to have those ant farms on your shelf, and you'd watch these little ants scurrying around? What happens if mankind is merely that developed on the bigger scope of things? What happens if we are the amoeba of the universe, and what we develop is the understanding of man? Maybe our ancestors are the future. Who knows? There's so much controversy. That's why I love Terra Chat so much.
Well, he has one other theory that when we come back from your break, I will discuss with you, that is the most disturbing to me.
All righty, we'll be right back.
You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Knight.
I happen to be privileged enough to have be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet, and the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Knight.
And the governments have covered up for such a long time, Chris. You hear this over and over and over again. You'd mentioned it earlier, and you have one more theory. So we have two down and one to go. What is that third theory?
The other theory, the one that annoys me the most, is that we are entertainment, that this planet is a place they come and view us for entertainment just like we go to the beach or the mountains or a way to relax. They come
the
and watch
is,
us. And that
the
would
world
explain,
is just a stage.
Right.
The world is just a stage, and we are merely the players.
And that's why the war and terrible heartache that also exists on our planet, along with the great and mighty like America, all exist in one place, because it's entertainment to watch and see what we will do with the circumstances we've been handed. And that is a possibility. He also thinks that the men in black and all that and the black helicopters are actually the aliens that do not want this to be disclosed because we're messing up their vacation land or laboratory or whatever else it might be, but not our government, and that our governments might be answering to them, not that we are as fully in control of ourselves as we would like to think we are. These are all just theories and ideas, but it certainly expands your mind when you look at this subject. And he's right. It answers a lot of questions that just don't seem logical otherwise.
And that's the problem, is that there is so much out there. There's so much disinformation as well as information. And, you know, the Marshall Masters, we talked about this in private, and I'm sure it'll come up in the show, but there's disinformation merchants out there. They're designed to give you the wrong information. Now, is that because of a governmental cover-up, or is it bigger than that, you know? And we also look at those things like Nostradamus, and how did he know in the 1500s what was going to happen to us today?
Volcanoes, earthquakes, floods, droughts. Century 4, quatrain 67. A very bright, previously unknown comet will appear and coincide with the time of great geological troubles, with earthquakes and volcanoes erupting and disrupting weather systems. This will cause widespread famines, droughts, and social upheavals in unexpected places. Nations that are considered prosperous and powerful, particularly Western nations, will be weakened. They will be torn with civil strife and rioting as people migrate to areas that have water and can support crop growing. The social upheaval and weakening of political structures will help the Antichrist come to power. Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Who do you want answering the phone?
And we are back in the Night Zone with our special guest tonight, Chris Holly from Endless Journey Blog. And Chris, there are so many theories out there, so much stuff going on. So I'll let you finish up. We've got those three theories on the table. The men in black could possibly be the police force for the Disneyland of Earth. And that is a frightening idea.
Oh, yeah, it really is. In fact, after talking with this particular genius, when I sit with him for a while, I have to sit back and, like, you know, take it in and digest it all before I can even approach writing it out for him or coming to some type of conclusion to present it to others. But it's a new way of looking at it that just adds to the subject matter and makes us realize we have to think about this. We cannot always laugh it off and push it off because it's either uncomfortable or you just don't have knowledge about it. If you don't understand something, you have to investigate it, listen, ask questions, read. And I really think that the humans on this planet really need to do all of that with these subjects because they are going to be, let's say, in our face, I think, for the next, like, 10 years. It's very interesting you brought up Nostradamus, Colin, because I also wrote something called Psychic, the Art of Time Jumping. And if we have time, I'd like to get into that a little bit.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. My time is your time tonight, Chris. I enjoy our conversations together. And obviously, by the feedback from our listeners on my email over at Gmail, which is, let's throw the plug, terrachat2012@gmail.com. I can tell you that they thoroughly enjoyed our last conversation, so please, lead on. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Okay, this is another subject that is dear to my heart because I've had, for whatever reason life has brought me, to dealing with quite a few psychics, people that I couldn't understand how they knew, what they knew, when they knew it, and that were different than I was and the rest of us. However, there are so many of them out there, I realize that they actually have an art, a gift, an ability that all of us do not completely share. Although we do all have that, you know, fear where their hair goes back up on your neck, goes up on the back of your neck when you feel something, or you turn around because you feel something looking at you, or you decide to back away from going through that door and you don't understand why, or getting in the car at that moment. There's intuitions that we all have. I think these people really have terrific, strong intuitions. But I take it a step further because I have a psychic in my family that, well, one time she came wildly besides herself to the family and said, such and such a person's going to be murdered. I saw it, and we have to stop it. And unfortunately, we were not able to stop it. The girl was murdered, and this relative did find, through another vision, where she was, and we found the body. Shortly after that, she also saw that another relative was being approached by a man saying he was a salesman that was going to attack her. But she was in time that time, and she stopped it. And the man was arrested, and things like this over the years, there were so many with her that it was just ridiculous. My theory is that this relative of mine, along with other relatives and other people and most or all the psychics, is that they can time jump. Now, we all understand at this point that you and I, we understand the past and the present we're living today. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and I don't remember your past, and I don't know your tomorrow.
Wish I knew it. You know, it's so foggy back there. I've listened to, I can't remember the gentleman's name, the one that talks to the dead.
Oh, John Edwards or the other man?
Yeah, that might be it. Edwards, yes. And I've listened to him, and I thought, you know, this is a good game. Like, you know, anybody could make money doing this. But the man is so accurate that you have to turn back and look at this and say, you know, he's got something. Whatever it is, he's got something.
Well, I went to one of his readings, as a matter of fact, where he was in a big, you know, we were in a theater. And he did these. And I have to say, I think he has some ability. I also think he fills in. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I like the psychics that do not do this for money. They do not do it for income. They cannot really control it to that degree, and it's not always about the dead. It's about events, which is Nostradamus. I think that we remember the past and the present, that they are able to remember the past, the present, tomorrow, and every other dimension of time that we don't understand yet. There may be so many dimensions of time that we don't understand, a little to the left, a little to the right, above us a little, below us a little. And not only have they conquered that art of time jumping, so they see tomorrow exactly like we see the present, like we're doing right now. They also see, of course, we all have the past, but they can look at you, see your past, see your present, and see your future.
Sense. Yeah, so, makes sense.
Now, is this a gift that we lost during our time on this planet, on this Earth, and as we've progressed here for, you know, the 100,000 years that we've been human here as the species we are today? Did we lose this ability, or are they developing the next level of consciousness abilities that our race will take, or our species will take?
So, in other words, rather than are we looking backwards, we're actually looking forwards as our history is actually our future. That is free.
Y'all in the night, call it.
You got the hair on my arm standing up again. Chris. You do it every time we speak, and God bless you for it. Get the old heart moving, I'll tell you that. There is so much to talk about. So much to talk about regarding the UFO phenomenon. It's so unfortunate that we have the fakery, if you will, of the world. You know, this recent thing with the Bigfoot. When I heard the story, I thought, oh yeah, here we go. But then they talked about, no, they were going to give DNA evidence and then what have you. And the gentleman who's in charge of the Bigfoot, search for Bigfoot organization, you know, I mean, he firmly believed. In fact, I got a little soundbite here. He's explaining the size of the Bigfoot's hands.
The handprint from palm to the upper middle finger is 11 inches long.
You know, I mean, you could tell by his cautioned excitement, he actually believed we'd actually found a Bigfoot. And I think that degraded his ability as an expert, if you will.
Yeah, it did. You're absolutely right. What gave it away for me a little bit is why I kind of backed away from that story right from the get-go and did my little routine, is it Bigfoot or Bigfoot and Mouse, is the part of it where they described it as having human-like teeth. Do you really think that this animal living out in the wild would have human-like teeth?
that's
where I lost it, you know? And if they told me it started to floss two or three times a day to keep them pearly white, you know, I would deserve what I got from them. But that part of the explanation and the visual of the thing in the case, I said to myself, no, this is like the Montauk monster bit. I think that was a dead pit bull or pig. And
that,
you know,
story went away very quickly, didn't it?
Well, everything that the fakery does.
Yeah, but it did. It faded very quickly. I mean, there was a big hullabaloo about it, and that, you know, And everybody splashed it. George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM ran it on one of his major, you know, blurb stories down in the bottom right of their website, which, again, you know yourself, Chris, we've talked about this for years. I love Coast to Coast AM. I think George Norrie has done an absolutely fabulous job at what he's doing. Coast to Coast is moving in a different direction to what Art Bell started with, but you know, when things grow, they grow, and I think he's doing all right. So I enjoy it, but there's so much more out there that doesn't get covered, doesn't get touched, that there are so many other issues going on. We've tried to do the paranormal with a couple of research groups, and they tell you some pretty, you know, interesting stuff. But is it real? Is it? Who knows? I mean, until I have that experience, I guess, then I have to question everything. And it's unfortunate that I have to have the experience before I can confidently say, yes, we have aliens. But the evidence is we do.
Well, we have something, be it
another
whatever
it
being,
is, yeah.
Different, or how about a group of things, aliens, dimensional beings, spiritual beings. There's no end to what it could be. It doesn't.
Well,
have to be
have,
one
if
thing.
We have one, we might as well have them all. Really,
absolutely.
I mean, you know?
How about a subject that's dear to my heart that no one will ever discuss with me, Colin Knight?
Oh my God! Oh
how
my
about
God.
I give it
oh
a shot
God.
With you?
Do you know what? We are on live on tape, and whatever you say is going out live. So we'll go out live. You know, on tape. So, shoot away, girl.
Well, it's probably just, it's so boring to people, but it isn't to me. Chemtrails. Now,
chemtrails.
The reason that this is my favorite subject is I live on an island that is absolutely, or had been, for the longest time, covered with them, day
right.
after day, where we would go down and sit on the beach with our telescopes and binoculars and watch this stuff in just total awe. Trying to figure out what it was, what they are, and people would just say, it's airplane stupid, that's what it is. And our answer was, If that's planes flying in those patterns, we're in desperate trouble because they would be loop-de-loops, hard right turns, tremendous speed, just huge. And okay, so everybody has seen the pictures and the YouTubes, and I've certainly carried them. But I have this one thing to say on the subject to everyone who's listening. If that's what it was, people, if it was regular contrails and not chemtrails, how come about a month and a half ago, 6 weeks or so, maybe 8 weeks ago here in New York, Long Island, where I live, they stopped? There is not one to be found.
That now, is very interesting that you said that.
Now,
because
they,
I have, no, just a second, Chris, I have an email. Sorry, I have an email from Sandy out of Duncan, British Columbia.
Oh,
and she was telling me that she, too, had noticed these chemtrails. She'd heard it on Coast to Coast, and she'd been following the chemtrail story, and she was watching her skies, and yes, indeed, it did look really kind of ominous up there. She said, and in the email, she said, and all of a sudden it has stopped. What does that mean? Question mark. And I've never had a show to ask the question, so I asked the question.
Absolutely. I hear your little devil
Hans
name in the background.
pushing
me out the door, Colin.
He's pushing me out the door because I guess I missed the break there, and you know, he's starting to slap a fake microphone around in his hand. At least I'm hoping to God that's what he's hoping it is a fake microphone, because if it would be anything else, it would be gruesome.
Well,
and
when we come back, I'll add my two cents onto this subject matter with a couple of questions on it, and then we'll leave it alone.
There you go. And we will be right back. You are in the Night Zone. This is Colin Knight. We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archived or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed, or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
All information provided in the Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although Terror Chat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terror Chat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements. From the voice of the Canadian Rockets, this is Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, as we move into the final 9 minutes of the show. And as you can hear, my bells and whistles going off, reminding me that I have to make sure that I talk to you people and remind you that Chris Hawley's blog, Endless Journey, also has a couple of other blogs on the side, but go to the main blog. And the easiest way to get there is go into your Google search engine, okay? Type in this Google search engine, Endless Journey, Chris Hawley, and you will come up with the absolute best blog you could imagine. And I'm not doing that to tout you there, Chris. That's just a card-carrying fact. It's well put together.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. And from my blog, you can get to my other blog, which is just true stories about odd things that have happened to me during my life. They're not paranormal. But you can also click both on to our shows, which run on my blog. You can click on and hear the shows that I'm doing with you. And also, there's a banner on the bottom of my blog that takes me to your profile for people to get, you know, where they need to be when they want to pull down your shows, and the Alien Seeker News, which is, of course, I'm a writer for the Alien Seeker News. I'm a co-editor, and I absolutely adore the site. He runs a wonderful website, all paranormal news, great writers, and I suggest that if you want to educate yourself on all these subjects, you visit all these areas. Now, back to these chemtrails, Colin. My question is, I live in New York City. I live between LaGuardia Airport, Kennedy Airport, huge international airports, and MacArthur Airport, so that there is commercial traffic over my head day and night, and the lanes across the Atlantic for the military. None of that traffic has stopped. They are all there every day. I can see them.
Right.
Just there is not one chemtrail to be found. So if I'm the fool that doesn't know a contrail from a chemtrail, someone tell me, why did they stop and what were they in the first place?
So well, I did have this discussion regarding chemtrails some time back. We didn't air it, but it was just a chat in an innocuous chat room. But, you know, the theories were that it was cheaper fuel because of the price of gas. I heard a number of things, but none of them actually came where they should be, as far as an ant is concerned. They were all speculative with no basis behind it as proof. So, you know, it was one of those things, along with many other things that happen in this world, where because we can't answer it, it tends to fall by the wayside.
Absolutely. And I'm curious because I know that a contrail has a short, thin trail behind it and it evaporates and it's gone. These things would form huge, big, white, long-lasting, just enormous. They would go for miles and miles, a cloud tissue, I would call it, because that's what it looked like. They weren't actually looking like natural clouds. And they would linger for hours over us. All I can say is we have had very different weather here. I think it might be partly have something to do with that. And I've heard and I've read wonderful theories where it's shooting little tiny mirrors up above our atmosphere to help us with the conditions of the sun, which is changing. I mean, I read somewhere for the first time in recorded history, the sun spots are either stopping or slowing or whatever. There's so many things going on that we don't understand, and we should, because they directly affect us. Yet it's very hard to get answers because everyone is so fearful. And, you know, if we were always this fearful, we would never have advanced out of our caves. So why,
right.
You know, we are so terrified of things we don't understand. I think that's a question we also have to ask ourselves. And why are people afraid of people like me or you? I mean, I get people that write me mail and say, you're scaring me. Stop it. Well, I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, it has been suggested to me a few times that, I should, when I'm doing the politics shows, I get the email saying that maybe I should move out of politics because I'm hitting too many nerves. And then when I move into the paranormal, I usually end up getting emails questioning everything that is said. People are very shy. We have an incredible amount of people that are listening to the show through RSS feed, yet very few of them have the desire to discuss it on air. But they do have, a lot of opinions, I can tell you that. And that's great. You know, we'd love to hear the feedback. The idea is we need to get the message out. And if the message doesn't hold water, then it will die of a good death. But if there's some reality to it, and yes, Hans, I know, if there's some reality to it, then, it should have legs and should be allowed to be out there. And that's why I love your blog, Chris. Because you put those stories out there well before the media does. So absolutely fabulous. I just think that's just a wonderful thing, and we need to keep getting the information out because we're living in dangerous times. And unless we are given the ammunition of information, we're going to be in a great deal of poo-poo. Yes, Hans. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight into the final 5 minutes.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
And you are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. I have with me tonight Chris Holly. As we're winding down, it's hard to believe we're into the final 2 minutes, Chris. But tell me, what's shuffling the blogs tonight? Where are you aiming at as far as what do you think the people are focusing on recently?
The people are focusing on anything that's new to them. They are tired of the same old thing presented in the same old way. They definitely want answers or theories that are logical and presented with some intelligence. They are really tired of the destroyers, the users, and the fools on the subject matters that I deal with, and desperately looking for people like my friend and the things I write about and the Alien Seeker News and you, my friend. That's what's new. They are searching for answers. And that is the way out, is to search for the answers together and not be fearful.
Chris Holly, it's been an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You take care of yourself and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Same back at you, Colin Knight.
Good night.
Okay.
Another edition of Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box. But don't go away. We have another 30 minutes live on air as we wind up tonight's festivities. Stay tuned. We'd like to thank Chris Holly of Endless Journey blog for joining us. Remember now, Endless Journey, go to the Google search, type in Endless Journey, Chris Holly, and voila, you have it. Hang in there. We have another extra 30 minutes coming with a live on air with Chris Holly. If you'd like to call in, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, or come down to the virtual studio and just click chat to talk, and you'll be stepped up in queue with the rest of the callers. This is Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box, with an extended version tonight.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. This is Terror Chat. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And howdy doody, good evening. Welcome to the extended version of Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. And we have been listening for the last hour to a taped interview that I had with Chris Holly earlier this week. And the plan was we were just going to do the replay of the show, and that was the end of it. And then I managed to get a hold of Chris later today and arrange for everything to work tonight to have Chris with us online. And good evening, Chris. How are you tonight?
Hello, Colin. Nice.
Thank you.
Canadian Rockies.
Thank you very, very much. I'm sorry for keeping you up and everything, but, you know, with all of the developments happening, Chris, and we listening to the show that we did the other day, and, you know, there's so much out there, isn't there? There is so much out there.
Oh, there is. It's nonstop. When I put down one subject, another one comes up, and I'm off and running after that one. I'm very curious. I really like to understand my own surroundings and my meanings of life and where we're going and where we've been. And the only way to do it is to investigate and look at all these subjects.
Is to follow it through. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's where Terror Chat's trying to make the difference. There's a lot of paranormal out there, and there's a lot of hocus-pocus out there, and that's fine and dandy. I just want to be able to bring the information to the public and let them do with it as they feel necessary.
Without question. And, you know, Colin, there's another side of this that people really should think about. You sit and you listen to us, and I don't really know what your listeners think or you know, their reaction. We would have to ask them, and we don't get that opportunity. I don't, because mine is all in text, the written word. However, I want them to consider something. While listening to people like us, they're learning something else that I don't think they even realize, and that is how to act and how to be prepared if they have a paranormal experience. If you listen to people that lived through it and take in their information, you will be far more prepared if or when it happens to you.
Right.
And, you know, I certainly listen to everyone because I want to know, you know, if I see this again, if this happens to me, do I walk towards it? Do I run away? Do I hide? You know, what is the best plan of action? And I think they seriously need to consider that when listening to programs, especially where they think that people really have something to say, really had true experiences. It's like, you know, learning to drive. It's a way to handle yourself in a situation that may someday be your own. And experiences happen to everyone.
I have never experienced a paranormal event that I'm aware of. So I can only go by how people have explained them to me. But there is a feeling that is beyond explanation from my understanding. When you have experienced Bigfoot, when you have experienced a ghost, that no matter what anybody tells you, you have experienced it. And I haven't got that feeling yet because it has not happened. However, there are those people out there that claim that, you know, there's experiences out there that if we open our mind and expand ourselves, then, here goes Hans. He just, I tell you, boy, another, he gave me a rough time when we were doing the taping there, Chris. Whew, I don't know. He threatened to march out on me, threatened to leave me holding the bag. But, you know, we have to throw some more catch at him, so I think he's okay for a while. But we got to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes, and we'll continue with Chris Holly and Endless Journey Live. If you want to call in, 347-324-3287 live for about the next, 25 minutes.
Oh,
All information provided in my Terror Chat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although Terror Chat takes all precautions to provide quality information, Terror Chat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guest opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. The Earth flies through the heavens, spinning at over 22,000 miles per hour, traveling into uncharted territory of the universe, never before seen by mortal man, with all of the wonders and mysteries of the universe and space. Here comes Planet X. Nibiru, the Anunnaki. Are the prophecies of Nostradamus true? Are the prophecies of the world true? Were the Mayans correct? Is the Bible? Could it be the Ancient Ones knew of the upcoming 2012 cataclysmic event? Is it possible our scientists, our astronomers, have not yet seen Planet X? Or have they? Join us in our upcoming Planet X special with Marshall Masters, expert on Planet X. Coming soon.
We all have busy lives, and in such, we can't always be at a computer at a set time and date to listen to our favorite Blog Talk Radio show. So Blog Talk Radio has developed a method where you can listen to your favorite show right from your armchair or your desk. You could even listen archive or live. So how do you do it? Well, it's pretty easy. Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Choose your favorite show. Hopefully it's Terror Chat. Enter the specific station page and sign up for RSS feed or add the various players to your website or blog, or put the player right on your desktop. It's as easy as that. Once you have the player, your favorite show is just a click away. Enjoy.
And please do enjoy blogtalkradio.com. Before we get back with Chris Holly, let me just say that BlogTalk are doing incredible things for their hosts and for the stations that are coming up online. And they are working tremendously hard to provide a professional service to not only broadcasters such as myself, but to listeners such as yourselves. So please take the time to at least register with Blog Talk so they know you're out there, they know you're enjoying, and they know that you're a listener. Because every rating counts. And as you listen to our show, you become an on-air listener. And we do appreciate that, even through archive. So with that said, thank you very much for everybody that continues to support Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, so we can continue to bring you quality guests such as the one I have with me tonight, Ms. Chris Holly from Endless Journey blog. Chris, you know, it's one of those nights where we have so much to talk about. We spread it out on the table in hopes that we can pick something up. But the one thing that stands out in my mind is the Red Orb. Tell me about that story.
Oh, that was an incredible time in my life. And it was a life-changing event and time in my life. That was back in 1974, during my first marriage. And we were living in a duplex with my parents at the time. And I was on the top floor, large top floor apartment with lots of windows. And one night, like every other night, I was in my bedroom getting ready for bed. And I sat on my bed, which was across adjacent from a huge bank of windows that overlooked these tall pine trees on the side of our property. Excuse me. And as I sat there changing into my nightshirt, I looked and I said, well, what is that? There was a large red glowing ball in one of the trees. And I looked and I thought, that's crazy. What did my neighbors do? Put a light there shining into my bedroom? That was my first reaction. But their house was quite a distance away, and I looked at it, and I looked at that, and I finally yelled to my husband, and he came in, and I said to him, you know, look at this. He had tea with him or whatever he had with him, and he looked, and we stood, and we looked at it, and he said, what in the world is that? And both of us were standing looking out the window, and that was it. I woke up the next day next to him on the bed. He was fully dressed, but his clothes were on incorrectly. I was in my nightshirt, but it was on backwards. And we both woke up in the morning around, I think it was around 9 in the morning, later than usual. And we didn't feel so well, but we shook ourselves awake and looked at each other. And he immediately ran to the window, and nothing was there. He ran downstairs and outside and searched the yard and climbed in the trees. I'll continue this when Hans lets me.
Hans, I tell you, he's waving his arms. I guess we're late, as usual. Chris, you make me late every time we do this gig, but I appreciate it. Hang in there, my girl. We'll be right back right after this. This is going to be a quick one, Hans. Brace yourself.
Tonight, as we continue to explore the possibilities of Planet X, the Anunnaki, Nibiru, and the conclusion of all of the prophecies from around the world that focused their attention on the year 2012 in the Mayan calendar. Is it possible? Is Planet X coming? Is the rapture, as they speak of in the Bible, about to take place? Have we heard the first horn sound as we watch for the horses of the apocalypse? Tonight we'll be examining Planet X, and we'll be examining it with a foremost authority, Mr. Marshall Masters.
And that is September the 9th opening. There's a quick preview for you people to hear what's going on. We look forward to everybody coming to listen and to interact with Marshall Masters on September the 9th. It's going to be a blast. And we're looking forward to it. This man is supposedly the epitome of the Planet X theorists, and he shoots from the hip. He does not pull any punches, and you got to like people like that, such as my friend Chris Holly from Endless Journey Blog. And Chris, I've been following some of your stories. This red orb, did you ever find out what it was?
Well, no. And I remembered absolutely nothing other than I woke up and didn't feel well for a few days afterwards.
And your husband remembered the same chronology of events?
Oh, exactly.
Up to falling asleep or getting knocked out or whatever you...
It would be,
you know,
we were... put to sleep, you know, as we woke up on top of the made bed in our clothes incorrectly on our bodies. I said, he ran out and he searched everything. He climbed in the trees. He went berserk. He went to the neighbors and nobody knew anything. Well, fast forward ahead. And from that moment on, my husband at that time changed from that day forward. He changed so drastically that we ended in a divorce. And we ended our marriage. We remained friends, and he went his way, and I went mine.
So
years later, I remarried, and he remarried, and we were friends. We lived in the same area. And word was that he was having a huge Halloween party. Now we're in the year 2002.
You didn't go at the Red Orb?
No.
Okay.
Didn't. But what he did frightened me nearly to death. I heard that he took over his entire house, took all the furniture out, and did these stage settings throughout his house. It was the most magnificent thing any of us were ever going to see for a Halloween party. So we got dressed up, and we went with our friends. We had the same friends and knew the same people. And we went to this Halloween party.
Nothing too freaky so far.
Colin, when I walked into the house, I nearly died. Uh-huh. This man had nothing, Star Wars had nothing on him. He recreated the inside of a UFO with many, many aliens, all type of instruments, a table that was a human was being, I don't know, examined on, full-size, lifelike aliens made of, I guess, rubber, and they were unbelievable. They looked lifelike. People were in there, and they were just stunned at not only what this man had done, but why. Word was he worked nearly 6 months to 8 months before building this. He
wow.
built this entire interior of a spaceship and what was going on in it. And I walked around and I looked at it, and I knew right then and there it was
something.
What he had remembered.
He saw
and,
something.
Yeah, so I waited and I said to my present husband, I'm uncomfortable, you know, I got to leave, I don't feel good, I have to get out of here. And before I left, I approached my first husband, and I said to him, what is this? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you remembered this, didn't you? And he looked at me dead in my face and said, yes, and turned
wow.
around and walked away from me.
Wow.
Well, I left, and I never went back.
Yes. Did he keep the house that way? I mean, was this just a Halloween extravaganza, or did he personally live within that confine?
Well, I'll tell you honestly, he left it up for quite a while and then packed it away, but right. then went to that side of things. Every year he would do it again and add more things and was very focused on it.
Right.
He is very creative, extremely creative and talented, and this is his way, I feel, that he's working out what he has inside him that he's remembering.
Yeah.
I remember nothing. I might add also that before my father passed away, my father told me that he held it back for me out of fear for me. That same day, the next morning, he was outside walking around, and a blue orb shot by my father and up through the trees and terrified my father. So
okay,
what happened?
I'm going to shock Hans all to dibble because I am within 15 seconds of going to a break on time for the first time in about 3 months, Chris. So Hans has got this big, huge smile on his face. So we're going to kick it over to a break.
All information provided in my TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agency. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guest opinions or statements. You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Knights. This is Terror Chats. Are in the Night Zone. Call it. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Call It Night.
And howdy ho, good neighbors. We move into the... minutes of the 90-minute special, and I've managed to hold on to Chris Hawley live on TerraChat. So, Chris, I do appreciate you hanging in there. It's getting late on the Eastern Seaboard, so I hope I'm not getting you a little punch drunk with all these fancy bells and whistles that you're hearing blasting through your ears.
Oh, I'm holding up nice and strong. Everything's going well.
Excellent. We're into the final 7 minutes with you, my dear, so, you know, just hang in there. Chris, I noticed a theme with your blogs that you shoot from the hip. I mean, your style of writing and the stories that you tell are so crystal clear. Was it always that way for you when it came to writing?
That's an interesting question. Yes, it is. I don't beat around the bush. I don't in life. And if I'm going to tell you a story and I'm going to write a story, I'm going to get to the point. I'm not a novelist. I'm a short storyteller because I think that the fluff is not important. The meat and potatoes is.
Right.
And that's the way I write. I prefer it. I get my point out. I tell my story. I say what I have to say. And hopefully my reader appreciates that.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that at all costs, with everything in your fiber and your being, you avoid touching any kind of a political vein. I have noticed that in your writings.
Yes, because that's just, I'm an expert on what I write about because I've experienced it, a lifetime of it, in one
right.
form or another. And I'm not a political expert, and I don't think it's fair for me to try to be one. I don't have the background or the education or the knowledge that I would feel comfortable writing about it. I have my own views, but I keep them to myself. As far as I feel
exactly.
with politics, no matter what you say, you're going to lose 50% of your audience.
Yeah.
So
that's how we kind of came about TerraChat, is that you are not going to please everyone. And the hate mail that you receive is just a crown, if you will, that you have actually hit nerves. And if you've hit nerves, you've got people thinking.
Well, that's very true. And my thing in life, my mission in life, is to try, I think, to protect people from things mm-hmm. that they are fearful of, will not look at, and to educate them. Those are my two missions. And I've had so many experiences, and maybe another show, because I don't think we have time tonight, I would like to give my opinion or advice to your listeners and my viewers on what they should and should not do if a situation comes to them where they are, you know, find themselves in a close encounter or a paranormal experience. Because I definitely mm-hmm. think that it's a tough place to find yourself, and you really need to be somewhat prepared.
I think that would be a fascinating show. I don't see any reason why not. And we're also working on one with Homeland Security right now regarding survival kits for disasters and the likes.
Well, that's
and,
a wonderful show.
Yeah, so we're trying to put that together as best we can. And it's really difficult finding an expert because most experts are hawking their wares, so to speak. And you know, so we're looking and we're getting there. And that's 80% of the battle, is that we're actually getting somewhere. And the investment that we put in chatting with people has been definitely worthwhile. And we've learned a great deal. So we're hoping to somehow intertwine that. But this idea that, you know, of what to do, where to, you know, where do you report it? How do you report it? And why do you report it? And more importantly, what kind of mental or medical issues, you know, could you look forward to and could you avoid?
Absolutely, without question. Yes, and as a New Yorker, I think we all need to be prepared because, don't forget, 911, well, I saw it, watched it, tasted it, smelled it, and I can tell you, you need to be prepared for whatever might come to you in life.
Well,
and
it's funny you should. It's funny you should mention that. I can't do this on the air, but I'm going to have a chat with you off the air sometime this week regarding September the 11th. We are live on air. We are one of the few stations that have been given airtime in prime time at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which is almost 12 hours to the final cataclysmic events of 9/11. So we're quite honored to be given that honor. So that's going to be interesting. And I will chat with you offline with that. Chris, before you go, I promised you that sooner or later I would find my favorite political statements, and you would appreciate it, as do many of my Democrat listeners.
I just want to report that this morning I personally checked John McCain's bearings. He has not lost any of them. They're all really in great shape.
And that almost scares me, Chris, to be honest with you, when I hear Joe Lieberman talking like that. But I had to throw it in because, you know, somebody just dared me to. Right, Hans? Yeah. Chris, we got to get out of here, Gil. We're at the end of the night already. I can't believe this has happened. I mean, we've got 90 minutes and we could go 900 more.
Well, it certainly passed like a snap, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time again, Chris, and we'll touch base in a couple of weeks and see where you're at with your story.
Absolutely. I love doing your shows.
Well, I appreciate it. You take care of yourself, Chris, and good luck with Endless Journey blog. It's going to be a blast. I know it is. You're going to enjoy it. You take care. God bless.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
And as I say, to get to Endless Journey, you know, just go to the Google search engine and just type in Endless Journey, Chris Holly. And it'll pop up there, and you can do with it as you want. Hey, we've got some great shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. Make sure you check on the Terror Chat page. I'll give you a little taster of it right now with an editorial. The following editorial is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of Terror Chat or BlogTalkRadio.com. The information contained in this editorial remains the property of the speaker and not Terror Chat. So much going on in the world. So where to start? Let's start with the Russian manifesto. Other than McCain and Obama, which we shall get to later, Russia has dominated the headlines with their aggressive move into Georgia, not the states, the country. NATO, who had delayed entry of Georgia, Poland, and other breakaway Caucasus to their organization last year, are speeding up the entry process in order to bring those newly formed democracies under the umbrella of NATO. Poland has signed on to the missile shield plan of the West. This, of course, has been well documented and reported. However, what is not reported is the Russian manifesto. I have long believed that the old Soviet machinery never stopped grinding. Each step and counterstep in the world has tightened the noose on peace. Each calculated step or misstep by the West brings us closer to the inevitable. The Soviet financial demise and breakup of the once mighty empire, which was orchestrated by Ronald Reagan's political infusion to the arms race, was actually a ruse. The evil empire was bankrupt until, with help from the West, orchestrated by Gorbachev, found black gold. Money soon flowed like water back into their depleted coffers, and the evil empire took a great sigh of energy and awakened the sleeping KGB giant and its services. The Russian manifesto was re-energized. Russia now threatens more than diplomatic actions in response to the USA missile shield development in the Caucasus. So what is the Russian manifesto? Well, as I see it, absolute dominance and compliance with a generous dose of protection, money, and brutality. Thuggery, not to be confused with buggery, which is usually the end result, has been the KGB method of dominance since World War II. It is clear that the KGB and its even darker appendices have been very busy destabilizing newly democratically formed societies and stifling free speech and will. Georgia, Poland, Syria, Cuba, Venezuela. Anyone see a pattern? Syria is renewing their 70s ties to Russia, as reported by Claire in America First Post, and I quote, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad headed to Moscow today to discuss an expansion of his pariah state's military cooperation with Russia. The trip is raising fears that the new Cold War that has erupted in the Caucasus will spill over into the Middle East, long a battleground between East and West, and crush 10 a.m.
are in the Night Zone. Call it out.
And with 10 seconds to go, Hansi, right on time as usual. You gotta love it. We appreciate it. God bless. Good night. We'll talk to you again in the next couple of days. In the meantime, that's it. We're out of here.